Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live at Ballastin at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream and for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or at crabdiving.com. You can always find our shit there, stuff there.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
What happened to her? Sarah Palin.
God, I don't know. She was around recently. Didn't she do something recently?
Didn't her agency drop
her? Saw
her?
Oh, don't you know?
I'm looking for representation.
It's hunting wolves from helicopter season, and I'm going to go and get one of them guys there with, purple peach and things like that. You know how it is with the,
I want a leader
in the moose jaw.
I want a leader that shoots things from a helicopter, that shoots animals from a helicopter.
Right.
Who would want that?
How unsporting.
Yeah.
At least, you know, get down on the ground and give the wolves a chance to.
What if you die doing
some,
that?
Get some karmic nature revenge.
Oh, yeah. Karmic nature revenge. I mean, my God, you could die in a helicopter ride, you know.
That was Kate. That was Kate in a rare instance of playing our late, great first intern.
Right, right. Second intern is different.
Second intern is a little bit different. Yeah. Where was I? Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can tweet us during the show. That's the one we check. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram. And thank you. God bless us, everyone. Or bless you, everyone.
Which God?
Pick one.
Ganesh.
Thanks for, I have a God story today.
Oh, really?
Today's St. Bridget's Day, actually.
Is that a god?
Well, no, it's a Catholic churchy story.
No, okay. Who gets raped?
She's one of the patron saints of Ireland.
Oh, good.
There's only three.
Why only three? That's a very Catholic country. Seems you'd shit a lot of those out.
I guess patron saints, you know.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know how many.
Do you have different magic for that?
I don't know how many you can cram into.
Oh, I'm a patron saint.
The Emerald Isles.
Oh, I can shoot electricity out of my anus.
But St. Bridget had, I think, one of the most awesome saint superpowers ever. She turned bathwater into beer.
Is that true?
That's the legend. I'd fucking make her a saint, too.
Well, what if you're in the bath? You know, what a nice bath.
I think it was her bathwater. Like she had to bathe her loins in it or something.
Do you want to drink me bath water that's been
I don't fucking know.
It's been turned into beer.
She was also from...
soaked in my loins.
A place that... in Irish, it sounds quite like... Fart.
Fart.
That's where she is. Fart. It's Fart.
Fart?
But they... It's F... Let me see. F-A-U-G-H. F-A-U-G-H-H-A-R-T.
Holy shit, that's a lot of letters.
It's like fart. But when they say it fast, it sounds like fart.
What in the fuck?
Like that slight hiccup
a fart?
During the word fart.
A fart?
Fart.
The heart.
St. Bridget's from Fart.
I'll turn your bathwater.
Turns your bathwater right into beer.
To get this. Well.
So there you go. You learned something.
Right. What if you need water?
The batshittiness of the...
What if you need water?
What do you mean?
What if I'm somewhere...
What do you expect from her?
Well, to do something godlike. Brings me beer.
Turning bathwater to beer is pretty fucking cool.
Here's a guy.
And useful.
Here's a guy.
Go walk on water. Doesn't do shit for us unless you're delivering stuff to the other side of the lake.
Here's an idea. How about a god in Ireland that protects kids from getting raped? Oh, no. Let's have a god brings alcohol.
That's never going to come.
There's plenty of alcohol there already.
That's never going to come.
Yeah, you're right.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not that powerful. I can fart.
So, yeah, St. Bridget's Day.
Yay! Thank you. I'm gonna fight ya! Yo!
That's an Irish kabuki mashup.
That's everybody's getting violent.
I did that. Amazon. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link. Every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use our crabdiving.com/Amazon link or the lovely banner on our webpage, we get a wee commissione and it costs you naught. Fuck all and zero.
Norwegian angels are coming. Norwegian angels. What is it? Fuck. Angels are coming to take you away.
Angels are coming from Africa.
Angels are coming from Norway.
Africa. Yeah, right.
Norwegian angels are coming for you.
She's like, don't worry. We're going to send some white ones too. Not just the African ones. Don't worry.
The angels from Africa are
the angels in Africa black?
I don't know.
I mean, is that how she thinks
that's
the scariest thing they can do? They're gonna bring the black ones, the black angels to come beat up everybody, all the
heathens? They got angels that'll turn you black. I had an associate, or a kid.
My associates when I was a kid. We used to do all kinds of stuff out on the streets.
I knew this kid that told me that her aunt drank a Coca-Cola and it turned her feet black. She sued Coca-Cola for making her feet black.
Did she win?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know why that kid was told that. The kid could have been lied to.
Was she a diabetic?
The kid could have been making it up. I mean... It was in Virginia. There's not a lot for people to do out there in the mountains. Yeah. So, you know, you'll just say shit. Coca-Cola turned my... Maybe it's his grandmother. It doesn't matter. Somebody's feet black. I didn't know. Was that ever resolved?
You'd probably look it up. I mean, it might be on microfiche. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hi, Siri.
But there's still probably a lot of that... left, like, you know, they can't have digitized everything, so there's probably still places you have to go and use one of those ancient machines.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and also people get nostalgic for you know, old-timey shit.
Not if you're looking to do research. Fuck your old-timey shit.
People that have buried all those.
I want to sit at home and surf the net and get the information I want.
No, you need to look up what library you need to go to and then burn, you know, fossil fuels getting there. You sit there, you find your microfiche, then you kill trees making a fuck ton of copies. Then you get out your highlighters, another natural resource.
Oh, yeah, there were times in high school that I went to the downtown library to get shit.
That's so fucking stupid.
In Chicago.
I did that.
Back in the day, things were so hard for us kids. And I would warm up a potato and carry it in my hands on the L.
I had to go. I was looking for a play or something I was auditioning for. The only copy of it in Los Angeles was downtown library.
Oh, yeah.
I could not find it anywhere. I was like, are you kidding me? I got to go to a fucking library. What the fuck? And it was nice, actually.
I worked in a library for a while. I love libraries.
They had a tennis court.
They make me sad.
No, okay.
That nobody likes them anymore.
Well, it's not that people don't like them. It's, what do I do there?
You don't need them. Yeah.
Yeah. Make them homeless shelters.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Yippee.
HuffPo.
Wee wee.
As we check the headlines here.
Yay.
Crab diving. We do this every fucking weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
I concur. Special report. Protect black women must finally be more than a motto.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Leads to it says protect black women isn't just a slogan. It requires real work. The phrase is all over social media on t-shirts and tote bags. Here's what it looks like to back up affirmations with action. And it goes on quite a while because it's a special report to talk about how we need to actually do shit and not just say, oh yeah, protect black women. And,
well, what about the black women in Congress right now that have to share office space with that lunatic with the space laser?
Let's
whatever the
start
fuck
with
she's
them,
got
yeah.
going on. What an asshole.
Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Why is she?
They really
in
don't
government?
Know what to do with her. They don't know what to do with her.
Expel her.
That whole
expel her.
They sold their souls to the devil, to use a metaphor, and it ain't that easy.
Pelosi expel her?
No, it'd have to be 2/3 vote from the Senate.
Oh shit!
The House.
Man, make him try.
I believe, and then but there is a way.
Because you can get
somebody, one of the Democrats, I might have seen that story, but I didn't pull it, might be able to find some parliamentary shenaniganry that will strip her of any committee assignments.
Yeah.
If the Republicans don't have the stones to do it themselves.
Well, they don't.
Has she had her talking to yet? I don't fucking think
Kevin
so.
McCarthy.
By Kevin McCarthy? Steve King... No longer a representative, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve King is literally like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I just asked, well, is white supremacy a real thing?
Hey.
And I'm run out of the party, stripped of all committee assignments. This woman wanted the Speaker of the House to be killed.
Well, you know, we have to figure out something because I don't know how to say that. I don't give a fuck. When we find out somebody's a fucking Nazi or QAnon freak or the shit about the, I don't know, the way she talks to David Hogg in her nasty ass, like hateful, violent politics.
Well, yeah, she's a Trumpist. She's everything that a Trumpist embodies. Boorishness, moronitude, a penchant for conspiracy theories.
The thing is, the Republicans and a bunch of people, you know, including lawmakers, they participated, took part, helped plan this, the insurrection shit. They voted to throw out Biden's fair election, and they're still in government.
Sure.
Why? Why the fuck are we putting up with that shit? I mean,
because we have to wait for 2 years to kick them out.
They did some shit.
For the most
part. Why can't we do some shit?
Well, because that's not how it works.
We can't expel
those
people.
We can fire them.
You can't expel someone for supporting a violent overthrow of our government. Who's in our government?
Right. But that's being investigated. Those that were involved.
Man,
which is why the Republicans want to move along. So badly.
You think about everything that Biden is fixing with the slew of EOs, and that's great. But, man, our national security is totally fucked. I mean, what's up with that hack? What is the update with that shit?
It went well. They think I saw a story today even that they think they got even more.
Oh, good.
Economic secrets and things like that, and
our government isn't real for us. Our government isn't safe physically or electronically. That's what we've learned.
Yeah, or
emotionally, this whole country's a fucking mess. I mean, we're shooting each other to death, we're drunk, we're fucked up, We're angry. We're racist emotionally. I don't know what we are.
The Drudge Report.
Yes.
Says Reddit plays silver.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing now with silver over at Reddit.
You know, I got a tip from someone saying I should buy AMC.
Now?
I don't know. Yesterday or something. Someone was like, you should do that.
I've got a story. I want to read this thing. Now it's like a David and Goliath thing. Now a lot of the investors, some of these platforms might get in trubs for throttling, like what was it, Robinhood?
Yeah,
for saying no more AMC for you. Well, who the fuck are you? You're the store, asshole. Who are you to argue? We're trying to, you know, they're just trying to cover their own losses because people are gonna sell, right? And they're gonna need to come up with cashola.
Yeah, and you know, I talked to a source on the inside in this, yeah. And he told me that the people that are buying all that shit up are holding, and they're not gonna sell.
That's exactly it. Yeah,
and he told me what they call paper ass bitches or something. If you sell your stock or something, you're a, if you don't, you're a badass. But if you do, you're some sort of paper something bitch. Paper bitch.
If you're listening, here it is.
Tell me what it is.
This is over at the Daily Dot.
Hello.
This is a screen cap of a post that was on Reddit, I think.
Yeah.
I'll read it quickly. You're trying to scare us into selling. It won't work. Let me explain why. I grew up poor. I grew up on the poor side of town. I remember my parents struggling with money for years. Shitty cars, shitty clothes, never owned any video game consoles because not only did my parents not approve of them, they couldn't afford them. Ramen was a staple at home. I still eat it to this day. Pro tip, you can have for the future a slice of cheese and a whisked egg in your ramen. Make it way better than just with seasoning alone. That's
so
very true. Yeah. Some little frozen vegetables work too.
Oh, geez.
99 cents at the dollar store.
Shit.
I've been broke almost my entire life. I've never had more than $9,000 liquid at one time. I've been nearly homeless too many times to count. I'm an expert at thrift store shopping. I've worked 50, 60, 70, 80, even 90-hour weeks at shit jobs since I started working at 18. I've never stolen. My parents raised me to be honest and a good person and a hard worker, and that's just who I am. I've struggled with, and I've always dealt with debt, and I've lived basically paycheck to paycheck for my entire adult life. If you think the prospect of losing a few hundred dollars I have in GME, that's GameStop,
yes,
is going to scare me into selling before Friday, you couldn't be more wrong.
He is not a paper ass bitch.
When you only ever average like $1,000 in your checking account, what's the difference when it's $100 or $10? Do you have any idea how many times I've been there before? You know what I do when I'm completely fucking broke? I literally shrug my shoulders and play some video games or music until my next paycheck.
Right.
And I'll do it again. I'm not here to get rich overnight. I don't have enough to invest to make that happen. I'm here to say fuck you and to be part of this movement. This movement. I will never sell. Never. I don't even care about the money at this point. If I never see it again, it makes no difference to me. I have to go right back to work tomorrow and the next day and the next week and the next month and the next year. There isn't a single thing you can say or do to change my position. I risk my money happily. I am not the least bit scared or worried. You might be a financial expert. I am a survival master. Power to the people. I will not sell.
Yeah, he is not a paper hands bitch. Paper hands bitch. No selling.
And that sums it up.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird.
It's eloquent, yeah.
I mean, at some point, you know, what are you going to make poor people more poor?
Well, right.
some hedge fund cunt can't even probably imagine that life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's the same dynamic as like labor. All the rich people can band together and form corporations and all that stuff. But when the labor tries to get together, Well, we can't that. We need to outlaw these unions. They're killing business.
Oh, my God. You can't even get people in this country to raise the fucking minimum wage
right.
when it hasn't been for fucking years. It's crazy. It's the fucking the stones on these fucking rich people are insane. I mean, really, because the truth is, you're right. Labor could one day wake up and say, hey, we're going to go into the Hollywood Hills and we're taking your shit. And there's nothing you can fucking do about it, motherfucker. There's more of us.
Which we don't want to happen.
No, no, no. But the sentiment, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Fuck them.
Pay some taxes, assholes.
Yeah.
Pay lots of taxes. Pay lots of taxes.
I mean, listen, if you're...
Elizabeth, when you think about Elizabeth Warren's wealth tax, I don't know how you don't... Get it.
You're a brainwashed, radicalized fucking wanker. Who is...
To think that the top one-tenth of 1%, the top one-tenth of 1% of earners would have a wealth tax. Now, I don't know how they implement that.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you determine wealth? Is it just all of your assets minus your liabilities? Is it just all of your assets?
Let me look at these people and I will tell you if they have wealth or not.
But nonetheless, it's 2 cents on the fucking dollar. They're going to be okay. They're going to be okay.
And
if they have $1 million and 2 cents on every dollar is, you know, a math that I'm not doing in my head.
Yeah,
20 grand.
But you know, there's tons of people that aren't okay, that aren't going to be okay, that are starving, that have corona, that can't work, that are unemployed, and they aren't going to be okay. So I'm fine with the rich not being fucking okay. They can live with that shit.
I mean, define okay. If it's like I have to go from 10 to 5 super yachts,
yeah,
then I think you're still okay.
How about no fucking super yachts?
Well,
motherfucking yachts?
You can maybe
yachts.
Have a yacht. I don't know about a super yacht.
If you've got enough money to pay for a house that is on the water, then you are not paying enough fucking taxes. What,
and if you have a yacht within a yacht?
Then congratulations. So then I have a yacht. And guess what? You're going to have a yacht too. And then everybody's getting these yachts.
They're awfully big.
What?
They're awfully big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
GameStop fades, it says. So I guess GameStop shares lost nearly a third of their value today so far following the 400% short squeeze spike last week. But I think they're still holding, man.
Yeah, they're not.
They're still holding.
Yeah.
Still riding the horse.
Right. This is Les Miserables to people that, I think, trades.
Well, and hopefully shining a spotlight. And I hope the story stays out there. Wall Street is like squealing and wants legislation and wants this story to go away. You can't play where we play.
Well, the person I spoke with about this said, well, it sounds to me like they made the hedge fund cunts gambled poorly.
Well, right.
They made a bad bet.
Well, they're used to cheating and getting away with it.
Yeah. Well, what happens if
and
it
not
was flipped?
Being, right.
Like it usually is.
Well, yeah.
Does anybody get bailed out? Does the government come in and say, are you guys okay? Did you lose some money? Should we change the rules?
No sympathy. That one that lost about $3 billion in value or something.
Oh, fuck him.
I feel
fuck
so bad.
You. Yeah, for the guy putting cheese in his ramen noodles, suck a fucking cock, you rich fucking loser.
Good news, but then you know this is one of those good news.
Right.
Because my first thought was, oh, well, that's great, but then my second thought immediately was, what the fuck?
Right.
Why is this happening now? Only.
The new.
Miami Herald.
Okay.
The Biden administration is now working to release hurricane disaster aid for Puerto Rico that had been withheld since fucking Hurricane Maria.
Spite.
Since
out of fucking spite.
Hurricane Maria.
Out of spite, out of the fact that there's a lot of people down there with brown skin.
And they don't like him.
Right.
And they're Mexican. He would think. They speak Mexican.
I mean, can't we look into that for impeaching him for that?
Jen Psaki spoke of it today during the press briefing. She said the president has made it a priority to release Hurricane Maria related funding. We're working to do so. Of the roughly $66 billion in aid Congress approved for Puerto Rico after the 2017 storm.
Okay.
Only about $17 billion, less than one third.
Wait.
Excuse me. Less than one third of the total amount has been distributed to the American territory.
I'm just a dumb fucking plebe over here, but like, why does it, is it difficult to release money and to send money? Is that a hard thing to do?
I don't know. You have to, I mean, you know.
Do you click something with your mouse?
Venmo?
Hey, Puerto Rico, what's your Venmo?
Yeah.
We'll send it right over.
Puerto Rican officials said the absence of the approved money stalled recovery efforts. You think if you only got a third of what, and I'm sure $66 billion was nothing compared to what they need.
And I'm sure a lot of it was, you know, do you think there's any grift going on? Yeah. I mean, wasn't there a lot of bullshit going on with the, there was something with that, with Hurricane Maria that some Trump company or somebody fucked up royally.
Oh, was that electrical thing?
Yeah.
That it was Zinke, somebody related to Zinke, that was like a two-person company from Montana, got some gazillion-dollar contract to rebuild the electrical grid down in Puerto Rico. And once that story broke, people were like, well, you know, I think they lost the contract because it's like, how the fuck?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Well, I think too, I mean, I'm not letting anybody off the hook for forgetting to pay Puerto Rico the money they need to rebuild. I mean, my God, that they were hammered in that fucking storm.
Yeah.
It could have been an administrative thing. Like, the Trump administration can't do shit. They don't even know how much vaccine Florida has. You know, they can't do any logistics. That is not their fucking thing.
Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi, said he's spoken privately with senior officials at the Biden White House. More than 100 local Puerto Rican groups also virtually met with Biden officials last week. That happened all the time with the Trump administration.
But you know, the thing is, it's like, do they want to? Probably not. If they did, would they remember the Zoom meeting with the people of Puerto Rico? No, because no one's keeping track of shit.
Lou Dobbs was on at the same time. I can't be.
I meant to release the funds, but I was raping, golfing.
Hurricane Maria was the third costliest natural disaster in American history, incurring around $90 billion in damage.
Wow. So $66 billion was.
Yeah, still. Well, and they only got 17.
Oh, right.
So far.
And you know, Trump, it probably feels the way a lot of racist people feel. Hey, fuck Puerto Rico. It's surrounded by water, big water.
Someone in the Trump administration was probably like, well, we could put that into a hedge fund.
Oh, yeah, we can gamble
with
that.
Make some money off of that before we have to send it down to those Browns.
Oh, by the way, it's been determined this Jared Kushner is the worst Jared.
Well, that was never in question.
It was, though, because other one.
I mean, it was never a valid question to compare.
But it's just, you know,
forever
it was Subway Jared, and now we have another Jared. And to me, it's
so you're saying they're
both shitty.
The guy that
they're both very
raped
shitty
children.
Well, I mean, they're both shitty. Like,
well, right, which is distinct, why there should be no comparison.
But they're named the same thing. It's just weird to me. The two most prominent Jareds I can think of are dirtbags. The other's at jewelry store, which they
Jared
deal
Leto
in diamonds. Jared Leto is the best Jared out of that group. He's the only acceptable one. I like Jared Leto. I mean, I don't know the guy, but I liked his Joker in it. Didn't he play the Joker in that weird fucking one?
So there we go. The Biden administration is now
doing something,
working to get that money down to
They're
Puerto Rico
stuff.
3 years. 3 years after the hurricane.
You know, people people have to think when they vote, like not like a fucking idiot. Like, the president gets in there and he does shit. And he does shit. And it cannot be easy. I'm sure it's not easy to just make all the shit work.
Right.
I mean, you have to think, what did anybody expect from Donald Trump that voted for him? Did they expect him to do stuff like this?
Well, it depends.
I mean, just think about it. It's like we haven't had, like, you know,
who was saying it. So, you know, there were different groups. Somebody different agendas.
In Biden's administration sat down with him and said, we have to do something about this. The horrible storms that hit Puerto Rico, they got totally fucked up. We just looked into it. They didn't even get the money they were supposed to get for the storm. Somebody had the wherewithal to even think of that.
Well, yeah. Or they're like, hey, what's this $30 billion sitting around here? What the hell's going on?
I knew this was a bad sign. The hurricane when after the hurricane, Hillary Clinton tweeted out, hey, if I was Donald Trump, I'd send that giant hospital ship down to Puerto Rico because they probably fucking need it. And guess what they did?
That was my idea.
They sent the hospital
Hillary
ship.
Hillary stole my idea. I was totally sending it down beforehand.
You know, if I was in charge, I would say we are going to have two administrations. We're going to have one administration that is real, and then we're going to have one that operates in the shadows, that runs a parallel government, in case.
That is what happens. The lizard people are real.
Oh, yeah. No, but as a failsafe, just in case something happens to an existing government.
Well, what do you have them? Do you have them under the mountain in Colorado in case something happens?
They're all doing normal government shit. Oh, they're okay. Doing the same shit. It's just,
well, we do. We have lines of succession.
Okay, that's good. It's just aren't you?
Just, I mean, clear and present danger, or whichever one it was. Where
after this last administration, I just have lots of questions about how anything works because how it doesn't work.
Right.
Did that freak anybody else out?
Well, they're finding that, you know, these government bureaucracies that were keeping everything running were decimated, and that everything's a mess. Yeah. Everything is a mess.
Yeah. I mean, there's no, what did they do? What was their vaccine rollout? But what was it? I mean, like they got the vaccine in, and they, I guess, is the White House.
First of all, who did they vote for in the last election? We'll prioritize those states.
So Moderna sent out the vaccine, and then somebody, I don't know, what, did they drop a bunch off in the parking lot? And then have the old people line up?
Stephen Miller drops some off, or somebody drives a van.
Said, read all these news.
Don't give this to any Mexicans, okay? Not one.
God, Stephen, it sure makes it hard to do our jobs when you're such a fucking bigot.
And only blacks if somebody's looking.
Did anybody know that the senior advisor to the president is a fucking Nazi? Does that bother anyone? Oh, you're all Nazis.
I was going to say, that's on his resume. Steve, are you kidding me?
Steve King's like, I'm ran out of government. I am.
You know, stay inside, wear masks, you know, the COVID's bad, everyone. Category 5 infectious disease expert has warned.
What does that mean?
Like a hurricane.
It's a category. It's a Cat 5.
Cat 5 COVID-19 hurricane is about to hit.
No.
An infectious disease expert.
Where? Not here.
Yeah.
Not in Florida. I was just at the dollar store and most everybody had on a mask except a couple of old white fuckers.
As the more infectious variant first detected in the UK is spreading through the United States.
Hello.
He said, we're going to see something like we have not yet seen in the country. Michael Osterholm, infectious disease expert.
Jeez.
He's the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota.
Give it up for Dr. Buzzkill.
Right.
Let me go put my VR goggles on.
He says everybody needs to get the fucking vaccines.
Yeah.
He's suggesting everyone should get a single dose, even of the two doses, that'll help.
Jesus Christ.
To spread it out instead of waiting for the full two doses, which would be perfect. But
it's
he
not
said
perfect.
We can reduce the number of serious illness and death with just in this next big surge, which is coming. by giving everybody just a single dose. There's a new vaccine that's out.
The Johnson & Johnson one?
It's a one doser, and it's slightly less effective. It's like 85% effective.
Right.
But it's a single doser, and it's, I think it's room temperature too. I don't think they even have to refrigerate it. So they're like, it's easy to ship. It's easy.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I heard someone, it's cheap. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Biden has a guy that is in charge of the coronavirus vaccine rollout. He was on the Rachel Maddow Nightmare show. And, he said that you should, you know, the good thing about that, he said exactly the same thing, but he made it sound not as horrible. He was like, yes, because it'll cut down on some of the morbidity of the virus or something like that. Meaning, what the truth
dead
is,
bodies, yeah.
The truth is, the storm is coming. Take what you can get because we're all fucking fucked. Okay.
Well, I'm not sure that's the interpretation either.
What did that guy say?
Cat 5 is coming.
Every time an epidemiologist gets on TV, he's like, I've never seen anything like this
shit. Well, yeah. And now we have people that give a shit in charge.
I tell you, I don't know. I was that dollar store. It's the white people. If there's any white people listening that are fuckheads, any white fuckheads listening, please. Well,
did you see what happened?
Put a mask on.
In L.A.? At Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man.
An anti-vaxxer mob closed down Dodger Stadium, which they're using as a mass vaccination site.
I'm anti-gun. I'm reminding myself this for some reason.
COVID equals scam, one of the signs says. End the lockdown. End the lockdown. Save your soul. Turn back now.
Shit, man.
Moderna is not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. Oh, boy.
This is a zombie apocalypse, except like they're as close as you can get to zombies without being like zombies.
They were nonviolent, but they were irritating.
They're nonviolent. They're unmasked and breathing on
true.
You.
That's
I blocked them.
After a group of protesters managed to disrupt operations at Dodger Stadium's mass COVID-19 vaccination site on Saturday, some LA officials expressed fury at the demonstrators while calling for increased security at testing vaccination installations.
I mean, it's, I don't know why. It's like, I feel like all these mouth drooler fuckers are just running around without a mask, just breathing all this COVID. It really does feel like the zombie apocalypse. Oh, God.
The LA Fire Department closed the main entrance to the stadium, one of the largest vaccine sites in the country, for about an hour on Saturday after 40 to 60 demonstrators appeared on Stadium Way. Hold, and that's a clusterfuck.
All the time. You know what's funny?
Holy fuck.
If you want to hold up, you don't need to block traffic there.
Driving to a Dodgers game is a hell on earth.
And going down, do you remember how terrifying it is going through LA on it's the 110. And then you take the 110 east and then you get off on Dodger Stadium through that tunnel.
Yeah, and you go under and you go around. And
you don't need to disrupt traffic there. It is a disruption. It's people are punished if they're driving that enough.
So 40 to 60 demonstrators appeared on Stadium Way holding signs that decried masks while shouting unfounded claims about the dangers of the vaccine.
Did you guys take the bus, I hope? Because otherwise, I don't know where all these anti-vaxxers are going to fucking park.
So there you go.
How depressing.
Bunch of assholes.
So
you're trying to get your vaccine, and now you got to wait even longer.
Because
of these anti-vaxxer morons.
You know, I play this first-person shooter game, and I've never really played it before. And... Come here, anti-vaxxer! God damn! Oh, my God. Could you imagine you want to get your vaccine, and then a bunch of people, for no reason, who will tell you that Bill Gates is working with Barack Hussein Obama in the deep state?
Well, that the one sign. It's so gene dumb. Therapy. No, it's just, it's really not. It's not gene therapy.
Some local dickhead around here put on Facebook. He was talking about the globalists. And I asked him, I said, what do you mean by globalist? And then he listed off all the people.
Oh, Rothschild.
No. And I wanted to ask him so where Soros was.
Not completely anti-Semitic?
No, but I asked him for, no, that guy is anti-Semitic. If you're racist around here, you're anti-Semitic. I mean, that would be a unicorn. I don't even know how that would exist here.
But they love Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the dichotomy.
Well, that exists because they are also very fucking stupid.
Right. Much of that, much of all of this.
They're dumb as shit.
Much of all of this exists because they're really fucking stupid.
You are dumb as fuck. I'm talking to you out there.
Elsewhere in El News.
Paper trading bitches.
Speaking of crazy, you remember my second home state of Wisconsin?
Yes.
The fucking asshole pharmacist who took it upon himself to let like hundreds of doses of the vaccine spoil because he's an anti-vaxxer.
How can you be a pharmacist and be an
Well, strap in.
Okay.
The Wisconsin pharmacist who intentionally sabotaged hundreds of doses of the Moderna coronavirus vaccine because he thought COVID-19 was a hoax.
Yay!
This is a pharmacist.
That can't be, though, because the guy works deep
and
in
he's,
science
and he's
daily.
Not, like, even old. Like, he's in his 30s.
Is he a QAnoner?
Strap in. According to newly... Oh, wait. He also believes the Earth is flat.
Oh, shit.
And the sky is a, quote, shield put up by the government to prevent individuals from seeing God.
It's like a shield, like a sun shield in your car.
I think they need to find, it's like a parasol for keeping us from the Lord.
Can we look at something different?
I want to see, they need to do some audits on the pills in his inventory, because he's mixing some shit. He's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
The bureau found this shit on his laptop and his iPhone and a thumb drive seized from Steven Brandenburg when he was arrested in December.
Yay, Steven, you're stupid.
He's 46. Oh, he looks younger.
Okay.
I guess crazy don't crack.
Adrenochrome.
Purposely destroying 570 doses of the vaccine.
Yes.
By twice taking them out of the fridge where they're supposed to be, working on the night shift. He knew it would spoil them, which can only survive 12 hours without refrigeration. The ones that he tampered with were subsequently given to people, 57 patients.
Does he think, what I'm trying to understand with these anti-vaxxers, do they think the vaccine is hurting people and they're saving them by, or they're just
Brandenburg
spiteful.
Insisted the microchipped vaccine would turn off people's birth control and make others infertile.
Okay, I need an investigation into everyone in this fuckhead's life. I want to know where he went to school. I want to know who he went to school with. I want to know who taught him pharmacology.
Judgment Day is coming. Blah, blah. Look at the... all the bullshit and God wrapped in there too.
I mean, do you believe this guy? This is the ultimate the Golden Corral science bullshit, right? You can accept gravity, but not like vaccine shit. I don't know.
A coworker told authorities he brought a .45 caliber handgun to work, which he said he needed in case the military came to take him away. Oh, he's mentally ill.
Oh, if we were so lucky. No one took him away.
Be crossing the line into like real, like schizophrenia, real pathology here. I mean.
Well, yeah.
But who knows?
But who gives a shit, man? He's fucking ruining vaccines. What the shit? Fuck him.
Cops seized several firearms from his home on New Year's Eve.
Oh, several. Well, I mean, what kind of pharmacist is this? He's strapped. He's a flat earther. Do you pray? I mean, does this flat earthing pharmacist pray to anything that exists above the sky shield?
Well, yeah, he's trying to get to the guy behind the sky shield.
Holy shit, man.
He said he did, in fact, spoil the vaccines because he thought they would alter the recipient's DNA. He says he said he's in the midst of a very contentious divorce and isn't sleeping properly.
No, I agree with you. You aren't blanking properly.
My actions were inexcusable. I deeply apologize for the harm I've caused. Eva.
What? He apologizes.
Well, now that he's probably, you know, getting some sleep and is pumped full of meds.
Does he, not that I give a shit, but does he still believe the earth is flat and there's a sky shield above?
I don't know.
I mean, he must have
been. I don't know.
This guy was fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Flat earther.
Yay. Good job, mom and dad. Wouldn't the physics of a flat earth affect how pharmacy shit works? You know, if we had a flat earth, wouldn't that affect
only if you get high and walk off the edge?
I think this guy might have.
I guess.
I think that's what happened. I'm out of adrenochrome.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Every weekday we do this shit, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yay!
What right-wing nut job should we play? You want to hear a little Dilly?
Oh, absolutely.
This is a clip from Right Wing Watch.
Oh, is he coming around? Is he?
Well, apparently he's upsetty pants.
Oh, shit.
Well, here you go.
Every time you think you want to like this guy, he reminds you that he's a slimy piece of shit politician and lawyer. Every time you're like, dude, maybe he's turned a corner and he's actually got some integrity now and he's actually being honest and he's going to do right by the American public, he comes out and he says some shit like this. Ted Cruz, President Trump was both reckless and irresponsible and did not prove election fraud in any court.
Oh, so now Ted Cruz is trying to waddle away.
I don't understand these racist opportunists. Well, maybe he is. Maybe that's Dilly's.
You
got to
narrow it down. Or Cruz.
Ted Cruz isn't going to go to jail. You know, I mean, he might. Who knows? But he's going to help himself ultimately. Don't these people, like, if you're rushing the Capitol, God, that's what kills me. Like, if you're an idiot and you're rushing the Capitol, you think Donald Trump is backing you up? You think Donald Trump has your back?
He said he was going to meet you there.
He lied!
I'll be there.
Guess what, guys? Trump lies. I know that's hard to believe. It's unfortunate that you have to learn it like this.
So this is Brenda Dilley, apparently shocked that Ted Cruz is flip-flopping and turning on Trump.
Oh, yes.
What a shock.
Oh, I...
Just when we think he's got integrity.
Jeez. You know what Ted Cruz likes? Ted Cruz likes being a senator.
Like this.
Ted Cruz wants to be president.
Oh, God.
Ted Cruz. President Trump was both reckless and irresponsible and did not prove election fraud in any court. This guy ever shows his fucking stupid, fat, lying face in a national election again, you bury him. You fucking bury him.
There you go.
Okay. What part do I disagree with?
Well, right.
I mean, yeah, man. He sucks. I got to tell you something. After going through this Trump shit, I write it down, dog. I'm moving to Canada. I'm moving to Canada if Ted fucking Cruz is ever president. Fuck that. You think... Ugh.
Blame Canada.
Oh, shit.
No, I like Canada. I've actually never been.
I'd like to go somewhere warmer. Think.
I've never been to Canada.
I'm moving to Puerto Rico. I'm getting out of this country.
I've been to the other neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
Mexico, but not to...
Yeah, Mexico
not
is...
Not to Canada.
Mexico is warm.
Mexico was nice.
Yeah.
But a couple times.
Yeah.
TJ?
Tijuana.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've never been there. I've been to Mexico. I went on a cruise. I forget where I went, but I liked it. It was nice.
Excuse me.
Honestly, it was great.
Glad I closed my eyes so my eyeballs don't pop out while I sneeze. Yeah.
You know what's so funny? People on a carnival cruise they get off on these port cities, not like get off, but like they deplane, and ouch. You know, they're walking around, and they probably, when they get back on that Carnival cruise, they're probably like, oh my God, I'm so glad I made it back from Mexico onto this safe boat where, you know, there's probably 18 kinds of Corona.
Right. Well, they're still not back yet.
What do you mean?
They were talking about bringing cruises back. Remember that the first inaugural cruise they brought back came back with like 30 people on COVID?
Which is the worst?
Like, well, maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
Worst cruise, Ted or Carnival?
Oh, Tom?
Tom Cruise. You know.
He's not real popular right now with his crew for some reason because he's like freaking out trying to shoot a Mission Impossible movie.
Tom?
With really strict COVID restrictions. And he's like losing his mind.
This is the time to do the animated Mission Impossible movie. This is, you know, because I just went to the Dollar General here, one of them in Pensacola. There's like 18 for some reason. And many people are wearing a mask. Many people are not. And there's a fuck ton of virus out there. So why don't you do a fucking animated one? I'll go see it. No, I won't go see it. I will order it on Amazon or something.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I'd watch an animated version of that.
This I would normally save till Faithless Friday, but we haven't heard from this guy in a minute. So, and it's kind of a superstar duet here.
Super.
The first one, I don't know who was on whose show.
Yes.
I think this is the Gordon Klingenschmidt show.
Nine!
And the person on the show is a giant asshole, ooh, Janet Porter.
Janet Porter.
Faith2Action.org. She's the one that basically has gone state to state helping them write their fetal heartbeat laws. Ugh. And she's the one that unabashedly goes around trying to, in fact, behind her is a big poster that says A Heartbeat Away by Janet Porter. I guess she's an author now.
Why is it? Oh, an author. Oh, Janet's an author, everybody. Janet's an author, just like John fucking Steinbeck's an author. Just like Henry fucking Miller's a fucking author.
This is a different clip because she's about to speak with Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Yeah.
But here is a different Janet Porter clip from a couple days ago.
I will not call the current occupant of the White House my president. He is not. He is an imposter. He is someone who is I believe, committed treason and has stolen this election. And so I'm not going to give that title to him. I'm just not going to say it. But what I believe is that Donald Trump will return in some form, and I believe he's going to be able to finish the good work that he began.
What it's form? Like a resurrection story, right? Like some creepy fucking resurrection story.
I was like, that's how I feel if this was recorded before 2020, before the election.
That actually was the same interview. It was just her speaking. But this one is, I think, Gordy speaking this.
Trump did steal 2016, and he cheated, and he colluded with the Russians. You know?
Yeah, there were shenanigans.
Sure. I mean, do we think Mueller made all that shit up?
Well, right. But here, apparently from the same interview, just a little later, is here's Gordon Klingenschmidt. This is from Right Wing Watch.
Yay.
I do believe God wanted Donald Trump to be reelected. I think it was God's will, and yet sometimes...
How'd that work out?
God's will.
Wait, and and yet sometimes... What does that mean? If God's... Isn't he God?
Yeah, God.
If it's God's will, then it fucking happens, right?
God, what's up? Are you a paper-handed bitch? What's wrong? If it's your fucking will.
I think it was God's will, and yet sometimes in this fallen world, the devil wins, and God's will is not, God's perfect will is not always done on earth. I think it's an abomination now that someone with the demonic spirit of...
How does the devil ever win?
I don't know.
I mean, again, if this is the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing Uber God,
yeah,
why is there a devil?
This is the Nazi God, I think.
Lucifer said, fuck you, I'm leaving. Why didn't God go, poof, you're gone?
Can't God
poof, just... I'll turn you into a nice sapling.
Right. Doesn't God have some powers?
I'll send you to Africa. You'll be in charge of those angels down there. The angels are coming from Africa. The angels are coming from Africa.
Can't God shoot shit out of his fingers to fuck something up if he had to? What fucking use is he? What a joke of a God.
None of it makes sense.
Oh, it does. Hey! Madarabaka sakatara baka sakatara. Sakamondo! Billy, 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 Bibliotech!
Paula White.
That's right, everybody.
The mellifluous pipes.
Ooh, yeah. Does she have, she's represented by, does she have representation out there? Is she with,
Paula White undoubtedly has an agent. Are you kidding me? She has an agent.
Christian entertainment business, couldn't be fucking grosser.
How do you think she gets on, she's one of the big kahuna, actually. She doesn't need to go on no Baker show. She doesn't need to go on any of that shit.
Is she a suit in Christianville? Is she a suit? Is she a producer? Is she a decision maker?
Yeah, sure.
She's a high roller?
Yeah, she's got gazillions.
Like Jim Baker or like,
No, Baker's broke.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think, Paula's got gazillions. She's a prosperity gospel.
Right.
She's unabashed.
Does Paula have a problem with QAnoners?
I mean, she's no Copeland, but nobody is.
Yeah.
Nobody's done it like Ken Copeland.
Thank God there isn't another Ken Copeland. A scary little man he is.
Ulstein's trying.
Slugga dogga diggy. Oh, yeah. He doesn't tongue talk, right?
I don't know.
Ulstein tongue talk or no? Siri, does Ulstein tongue talk?
I don't know if he does.
And strike, and angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here. In the name of Jesus, from South America. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here. From Africa. From South America. Angelic forces. Angelic reinforcement. Angelic reinforcement. Angelic reinforcement. Fika hata anda ata.
America.
I can't think of any more. Countries, so I am going to start saying bullshit. Ika aka laka bobo.
Yeah, they all have their thing, right? Ika aka mama.
Right.
Somebody ding dong. My problem would be every time I try to do a sustained, tongue talking session, I always up with dingy dong at the end. I can't help it. Slippity ding dong. And I know. That's slippity last la la.
Join us on Faithless Friday, everybody.
Xavi Bastillo!
But here's here's Gordon Klingenschmidt.
Slobby.
Continuing.
Yes.
Earth. I think it's an abomination now that someone with the demonic spirit of, for example, transgenderism, Joe Biden.
Transgenderism.
You dumb fucking fuck.
Transgenderism.
Does clinging shit put his preferred pronouns on his twatter?
Remember, that's what got him and Trubbs in the legislature. Absolutely. He said some horrific anti-trans shit like his first week in the Colorado as he was sent to the Colorado legislature. And he got the Steve King treatment. He got removed from all committees. So he essentially was a worthless piece of shit to his constituents.
Right.
Until they booted him out in the next election.
He probably didn't have anything to do either. Yeah. Right? I mean, no one likes him. So it's
he gets to vote still, but
you
can't sit on these committees where all the real action takes place.
Yeah. You can't. If you want to get in on the real action of government, the bare minimum in America, I think, is you cannot be a Nazi. But then we have Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I was going to say.
Boebert, we have her.
Spirit of, for example, transgenderism. Joe Biden is now promoting boys going into girls' locker rooms in public school. He is promoting abortion on demand with taxpayer funding to kill innocent children. He is going to harm Israel and their unique calling in the world. That is the devil's will, who is ruling in the White House right now, when I believe, President Trump was for God on those issues.
But, you know, I believe President Trump was for God.
God, hey, listen, man, I have some bad news for you. First off, if you think you're a good person, Gordon, you're not. You're a piece of fucking flaming shit. And also, there's no God. So this God that is anti-trans and all this stuff, that God doesn't fucking exist, motherfucker. You dumbass. You know how stupid you're going to feel when you fucking pass away and then nothing happens? You're just mulch? What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, nothing.
That's the bummer, right? That's the bummer. Once we figure out the vaccine and how to get rid of this pandemic, somebody figure out how to make these like Christians.
Cosmic retribution.
I just want them to have a moment to realize there's nothing after this.
Well, I mean,
fuck them.
They can stay with their delusions if they want, if it makes them haps. But
well, I don't
just don't ram it down our throats anymore.
That moment would be beautiful to see. And then I want to see it when they realize
when Ralphie's heart breaks in half.
Yes. Oh, look.
On The Simpsons.
I don't know.
I've got another story here. This is COVID related.
African angels are coming.
And, you know, what the hell's going on out there?
Meaning what?
Well, we've done a couple of stories like these now. This is in France.
Oh, oui, oui.
In Collégien.
Oh, yeah. Where?
Collégien.
Oh, yeah.
Collégien. Oh, yes. Is that how you pronounce it?
Collégien. Collégien.
Collégien. It's Collégien.
Sure. Fuck yeah, man.
Near Paris. Police fined up to 100 people and arrested 3 as they broke up an orgy. 100 people in Collégien, Paris, which was in breach of current rules to stop the spread of COVID.
How do you break up an orgy without spreading more COVID? Everyone! Unhook!
Up to 100 people who took part in an illegal orgy in France have been slapped with fines after the event was broken up by the popo.
You are fucking without the permit!
It was at a warehouse. Officials,
well, 100 people man.
Officers raided the warehouse in Collégien, suburb of Paris, on Friday night, following reports of men and women meeting for the so-called, quote, libertine party.
Right.
Which breached COVID-19 regs.
Number one, of course it's in a warehouse. I mean, it's this time of year. Oh, we will have an orgy in the garden.
Remember the guy in Germany where the Hungarian anti-gay official was caught, remember, at the daddy party?
Yes.
He has it at his house.
Well, he is a Hungarian official with lots of money, you know?
No, he was the German guy.
Not everybody's... Oh, okay. Well, I think he was
rich.
That was
the host,
though.
Yeah.
Not everybody's got orgy cash.
Well, somebody's got to rent the warehouse.
Yeah. The warehouse, we could fuck with at least 100 people.
3 people believed to be the organizers were arrested following the event. The orgy infringed on the current 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew across France.
You can't orgy before 6 p.m. Fuck you, man.
After 6.
Oh, after 6. That's right.
The event was breach of the curfew. There were also problems with masks and social distancing. they're having social distancing issues.
Hey, we
at an orgy? Wow.
We wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart and just fling fluids Hannibal Lecter style.
Let's see. It says 3 involved in the libertine party cooperated with police. There was no resistance. Nobody fought back.
I throw my uterus at you.
The 9 p.m. raid. Oh, well, the 9 p.m. raid happened. It was pretty early in the evening.
Jeez.
French President Emmanuel... the dog just knocked my microphone.
Oh, is he at the orgy?
As French President Emmanuel Macron contemplates plunging the country into a third lockdown.
Oh, he wasn't will I go to the orgy or not?
Amid 20,000 new COVID cases a day there in France.
Those French like to fuck.
They consider a lot.
Right. That
it is a lot.
Well, I mean, please.
We scoff at your 20,000 a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides the non-compliance fines, local magistrates sat in an emergency session, also granted permission for sound and light equipment to be confiscated. Along with the alcohol. So their tunes and their lights and the booze they confiscated.
You can take the lights, but I guarantee you, you're going to need the booze at this orgy.
Listen to this. It was also recommended that all the attendees were provided with basic sex education as it relates to the spread of viruses.
Let me tell you something. These orgy attendees, I think they know how to have coitus. Group coitus.
I don't think viruses are high on their list.
Yeah,
concerns.
They can't just, like, this is a little, I mean, what about having an orgy with just 10 people? Why 100?
Well, right.
I'm just curious.
Isn't that like the third or fourth, like multi-hundred person orgy that we've talked about during the whole COVID thing?
Right. And just think about how those cases radiate outward.
Right. And nobody's going to admit it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I totally picked it up at the orgy last Saturday.
I go into an orgy, but I'm going
to
wear a mask.
I don't know. You went to Home Depot. Well, I must have caught it there.
Yeah, the Home Depot orgy.
I went to church.
They have orgies there, please.
Just caught it there.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. It's the gatherings. It's not a judgment on the orgy, and it's not a judgment on your stupid fucking God shit, you know? It's the gathering. If you're going to fuck in groups lower than... why not 10 people? If you're going to participate in an orgy... Why not 50 instead of 100? My God, there's a pandemic. Why not 25? Well, I mean, does it make a difference?
Well, that's what I mean. They're probably like, well, once we're at 50, you know, why not let's do 100?
Here's what you do. You have 30 people and you say it's 100.
I mean, do they put cushions out? I mean, obviously they have lights and sound at this warehouse.
I was told there would be 100. There is 50.
I'm wondering what the...
Yeah.
It's just a lot of standing and fucking.
Well, maybe they didn't think about the plus ones or something. You got to, but if you're going to have an event, I know because I've done events before. You've done events. I mean, not like this, I assume, but you got to have chairs. You got to have places for people to sit. People like to sit. They like to drink. They like to go to the bathroom. They like to, you know, walk around and shit. So you have to take care of all those things if you want people to stay at ZLG, you know?
Right.
God, did they have booze? Did they have a bar?
It said they confiscated the booze, yeah. God.
See, that would be, man, because if you're planning some off-the-books orgy, you make the tickets free. But you make it like a 5-drink minimum, and each drink is like, you know, 14, 15 bucks.
You don't think there should be a cover?
Fuck yes, there's a cover! Yo, you're right, there should be a cover.
I mean, you gotta pay. You gotta rent the...
All you got to do is rent the warehouse. The thing is, it's an orgy. It's not like you can't, there's nowhere you can rent and say, I'm having an orgy here.
Well, right. You just say you're having a dance party or something.
Or you say, I'd like to rent this warehouse. Don't worry about what I'm going to put in there.
Right, right. You may want to hose it down after.
You might want to.
After we leave.
You might want to hose it down with flames.
Yeah, I was wondering. I just Googled to see if there's pictures of a libertine party, but not. No.
Yeah, there are probably rules about that. We're having off the books orgies. Everybody's got to put their phone in this bag.
Oh. Orgies between consenting adults are legal in France. Well, where are they not legal?
Like in supermarkets.
Well, I mean, with I mean, if you have your own place and want to have a whole bunch of people fucking, where is it illegal?
Well, I mean, the thing. Well, yeah. I mean, the venue probably.
I mean, maybe some. You know. Middle Eastern countries and some,
yeah,
probably Poland, Catholic, uptight assholes.
Yeah. And the way you get around that, you just say, it's a private event. I have a list, I have an invite list. So I can do anything I want in there.
Yeah. And we have plenty of squeegees.
I don't know. We are out. We do not have enough for these.
Oh, here we go. Warehouse orgies generally involve people swapping partners or turning up alone to find new ones. So the dangers of the spread of the virus are multiplied.
It sounds like, what is this, the beginning of an Air Supply love ballad? I met at the orgy.
I'm all out of cum. I'm so lost with...
I'm all out of cum. Air Supply. Go to Amazon.com/crabdiving. Buy, you know, all the air supply you want.
Sure.
And if you're at a com, see what they have available for you.
I've got, what time is it? Oh, look at that. We got plenty of time left. Good news?
Yes. What's another air supply song? There was a son of, no, I get them mixed up with Chicago.
I'm sure there's a million.
All
of
out
them.
Of all out of love is all out of cum is all I can think of for air supply.
Lost in love,
yeah.
Lost in love, and I don't know much.
I don't know that song.
Touch. Making love out of nothing at all. Making love.
Oh, I remember that song.
Out of nothing at all. In a warehouse. They're still rocking.
Oh, they're still doing the orgy?
Air supplies. Maybe they may be.
The know, orgy is shut down.
They may be playing.
Oh, yeah. That's sad. Oh, my God. Three Doors Down is playing the orgy. The night is fading.
Man,
nobody's
dude's,
got a
dude's a tenor.
Better
Holy
voice
shit!
Than him. Who's
yeah,
the lead singer.
He's
of Air
got a
Supply,
great voice.
Man.
Don't remember their names.
Reminds me of Kevin Cronin or something. The guy from
Kevin Cronin from
REO. REO, yeah. Rock duo. It was Graham Russell and
Hitchcock.
Weird. You're telling me
Russell like, Hitchcock and Graham Russell.
So. The guitarist's last name is the lead vocalist's first name.
Oh, wow.
Pedophile code.
Oh, and it's seven letters. It's seven letters, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
And if you add them together.
I told you, I'm going to go storm the Capitol. I'm a dumb fuck.
And they're still going. The Q people are still going.
I thought you said Air Supply.
Well, so is Air Supply.
Air Supply is so much better than going on.
Good things happen when you like Democrats and shit.
Oh, yes.
And, progress gets made. Brooklyn, New York, Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez has announced that he will move to vacate more than 1,000 bench warrants related to prostitution and loitering.
Oh, okay. Oh, they're just getting rid of it.
Yeah.
They're just tossing them.
It said, over the past year, the DA's office has instead begun connecting individuals charged with prostitution to services like medical assistance, mental health or substance abuse therapy, children's services, and housing assistance.
That's great.
Wow.
That's great. But you
what
know,
about throwing them in jail for being whores? You got to punish him.
What about people that were punished by the justice system and giving them some of their fucking money back? I mean, why not? I'm sure when the prostitutes are nabbed by the cops, they got to post bail and get a lawyer and all that fucking bullshit. Why don't you write them a check for that?
He said a lot of these open warrants was something that were just open and they no longer prosecute. So, you know, you could get pulled over by some overzealous road pirate who then finds you have a warrant. They're like, but you don't prosecute that anymore. They don't care.
It's leverage.
Womp, womp, womp.
It's leverage. I want to keep my options open. I'm a corrupt fucking cop.
No, they're going to haul you in. They get hard if someone's got a warrant. You kidding?
Gosh.
Also, because someone with an open warrant is subject to arrest at any time. Those engaged in the selling of sex are more likely to be driven underground, be less likely to report abuse, other crimes, makes both them and others less safe.
Yeah. And I'm sure these cops are sad about this.
You see, they're trying to clean up Amsterdam. They're going to move the red light district like out to a suburb.
I mean,
they don't want people wandering around downtown.
The thing is, it's like, I like that. Anything to decrease traffic.
Well, and they're also trying to make it so that only residents of the Netherlands can enjoy their coffee shops and smoke weed legally. I mean, good luck enforcing that.
I get that shit. I do. Because I mean,
they're kind of sick of the. They're probably sick of all the Americans.
I want to get and fucked all up.
The yobs from England and all that shit.
It's the yobs. It is only the, well, that's
we
the
saw
yobs.
That guy piss off the.
He took his dick out and peed in front of everyone into a river.
Arced it over the bridge.
I was shocked that I was so much more horrified. And now there are people that are listening from the UK, but not to alarm you, but you guys have a lot of assholes over there.
Well, we do.
We're all. Yeah.
I mean, there's assholes everywhere, but some, the yobs, some make it an art form.
I'm so big and stupid.
He said to arrest a sex worker and prosecute them in the name of giving them assistance isn't right. Forcing people through the criminal justice system is not a way to get them help. We need more people like this. Who is this? Is a DA?
Well, I mean, of
this
course.
This is the attitude we need from DAs, not, oh my God, look at all the prosecutions I got. Look at all the scalps on my wall. Look how great I am. Look at all the browns and blacks I threw into the prison system.
I mean, they did that audit. Eric Holder did that audit of Ferguson, Missouri.
Right.
You know,
and others.
Yeah. And they
Baltimore.
Found, they're making money.
Right, no, not Baltimore. Baltimore?
It was.
No, there was a city east-ish that
Baltimore
was put under.
Pretty fucking east.
That was put under. Notice earlier than Ferguson for the same shit,
right?
And they completely turned everything around, and like now are like a good model for police, community policing. They have far fewer police abuse cases and
that's
things
a good
like
thing.
That. Yeah,
that's good. I mean, you listen to shit like this, and people are like. We need massive justice reform because to me, the whole point of our Justice Department is to make fucking money and to throw people in jail because it's ran like a Days Inn. You want occupancy.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that you're going to reform that is to me crazy. That is the shit where they're just rip it out and put something new in. This one sucks.
Democrats are moving quickly, it says here at the Hill.
Yes.
To remove Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, from several key committees in response to a string of violent and racist remarks she's made in recent years. The Rules Committee on Wednesday will consider a resolution sponsored by Debbie Wasserman Schultz from here in Florida to strip Greene of her seats on two committees, Budget and Education and Labor.
Yeah.
Citing the conduct she has exhibited.
I just want to say something like, I don't know why this, but like, my God, if Nancy Pelosi or AOC or Ilhan Omar, if they make a turn without putting the blinker on, people lose their fucking shit. You know what I mean? And Marjorie Taylor Greene is a fucking Nazi.
This is a simple up or down vote.
Oh, really?
So the Democrats can vote to by themselves to remove her from her committees.
Oh, shit.
This will be interesting.
Let's
see
do
if,
it.
See if any Republicans do the same thing. But then they'll say, what about AOC when she said this? What about Maxine when she said this?
Well, let me present None of those people are Nazis that want to overthrow the government, you idiot. That's what I'd say. And they tell me about the globalists.
Democrats are introducing a series of disciplinary responses against Greene, ranging from censure to expulsion. Removing her from her committee post lands somewhere in between. Complicating the math for GOP leaders has been Trump himself, who remains enormously popular with Republican base voters, many of whom still believe he won the election only to have it stolen by rampant fraud, the false narrative drummed up by Trump.
I mean, they can romanticize all they want to about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but if she loses all her committee seats, like you said, she's not going to be doing anything for you.
She said she spoke with Trump this week and plans to meet the former president in Florida soon.
Ooh.
Great news. He supports me 100%, she told OAN.
Oh, boy. Russian news network, huh? Yeah, Vladimir Putin loves Marjorie Taylor Greene, too, right?
Unless you're any chaos. He's loving it.
He's not doing great, though, right, in Russia?
Yeah, he's got some problems. That Navalny problem.
Yep. Totalitarian shit, man. That's what happens.
Yeah, it turns out people kind of get upset if you start chucking people in jail just because they're against you politically.
That's why it's nice to have. That's why it's nice to have like a peaceful transfer of power and shit like that. Right, you know what I mean?
Right. We remember those.
Yeah.
Also in the news, we've got, where's that story? This is, I'll give credit where credit's due.
Okay.
And I don't know the structure of, this company.
Right.
But this also shows.
Yes.
That you need to put smart people in charge of shit.
Yes, I agree with that.
That aren't out to make profits.
Right. Smart people that are nice,
even
that
though
are kind, have empathy.
So there was a COVID clinic in South Carolina in some town that was a clusterfuck in trying to distribute the vaccines. So the local guy who happens to be a manager of a local Chick-fil-A.
God. Okay.
Stepped in to help.
Jeez, hate chicken.
And he ended up reducing the wait time to under 15 minutes with the way he organized everything. And over 1,000 people got vaccinated.
I mean, it really, it shows you that there was no organization in Trumpville.
Right.
There's just no competent people wanted to work for him.
And then what state is it? Pennsylvania? What is it that turned over their distribution to some fucking 22-year-old?
Oh, yes.
Is
yes.
it Pennsylvania?
But yeah, it is. And shit like that has happened all over the place. These young startup companies want to make a lot of fucking money off this goddamn pandemic. It happened. Didn't it happen in Arizona with tests? Like some company got a huge contract to administer COVID-19 tests and they had no experience in this. Didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And it was a big shitstorm.
Started out as a group of college friends who wanted to help during the pandemic. They had tech skills, so they used 3D printers to make face shields. Well, that's nice.
That's great.
Then they organized a nonprofit, Philly Fighting COVID, and opened a testing site in a neighborhood that didn't have one yet. That's also good. But the organization's leader, Andre Derosian, had bigger ambitions. Even before the first COVID vaccine was authorized, he made plans to be involved. He's a 22-year-old grad student in psychology at Drexel with no background in healthcare.
Perfect.
I mean, you know, I think his heart was there in the right place. I don't know that he was looking to profit.
To have an awareness, though, of why in an important time of what you're good at, you know, some humility.
Well, and he was fancy. He was prepared. He, October 7th, he gathered 15 of the nonprofit staff members, volunteers for a meeting on a Philadelphia rooftop to show them a fancy PowerPoint. More people joined via live stream to watch him unveil his plan to vaccinate the city. In slide after slide, he laid out his vision with colorful graphics, even maps, covering all aspects of vaccination systems, from scheduling to staffing
Hello.
To safety protocols.
Did he use the British pronunciation?
Probably not.
Maybe.
The marketing plan hinged on inoculating local celebrities like Meek Mill, a Philadelphia native, in order to attract fan base.
Okay. Everybody wants the vaccine. You know what I mean? You don't really need to do that, right?
So, yeah, he made another presentation a month later. He said he needed a $2.7 million budget. And, like, the city council gave it to him or something. And it just didn't go well.
Yeah.
It's all fucked up.
You know, if you really...
They said at one point, this is the guy that he literally... People were waiting for hours. People in their 80s and 90s were weeping that they couldn't get in. And at the end of the night, this guy, I think it's this asshole... through a whole batches of vaccine into his trunk that they hadn't gotten done. They hadn't gotten out.
To hide the fact that he...
No, he just had to... They had him. He had him. What's he going to do, though? He put him in his trunk.
Man, you know, if we want to beat this COVID shit, you put stage managers in charge of coordinating the vaccine rollout. People like that.
I mean, no offense, 22-year-old, but, you know.
I want a stage manager with a clipboard and a mag light.
Right, right, right.
Passing out this vaccine, and we will get that shit in people's arms.
And, like, a 45-year-old stage manager. Or 50-year-old stage
manager.
I'm
thinking of the same stage manager you're thinking of.
Who's been doing it, yeah, who's been doing it forever.
I'll use it first name. Lee.
Lee.
Great stage.
Oh, my God.
Great stage manager. She'd be amazing. Would be good at anything. Yeah. But she's going to say 5 minutes, and you're not going to say thank you five? Bullshit. Yeah, yeah. Not in that world, motherfucker. Thank you five. Shoot me up.
So it was Philadelphia. Congrats, Philadelphia.
Right.
Fell for a fancy... big fancy PowerPoint prez.
That's so sad.
It is really sad.
It's crazy that, like, if I wanted to help like that, there's no way I would say, I really want to help with this vaccine rollout. Let me be in charge. I would never say that. I'm not even trying to be like, it's just, this is a certain awareness.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend, he's sick. Hey, he needs heart surgery. Let me scrub in. My God.
A story over the weekend that surprises absolutely nobody in the whole fucking universe.
Yay.
Hamilton, Georgia?
Fuck you.
The police chief, well, let's call him the former police chief there.
We did this. Did we speak of this?
No, we spoke of this offline over the weekend.
Crab diving offline? Fucking conversation.
Georgia Police Chief Gene Allman and Patrolman John Brooks are out of their jobs after body camera footage of them from a Black Lives Matter protest last year surfaced.
Oh, my God. These assholes.
The video shows two men having a convo in front of a police department, one smoking a cigarette. It appears they're unaware that the body camera was going. Both men can be heard using the N-word throughout the conversation, and the police chief talked about with whom he would rather have sex with, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms or voting rights activist Stacey Abrams.
Let me tell you something. No decent human being on this planet would wish that upon either of those great people.
Oh, yeah.
Shame on you, dickhead.
Then went on to praise slavery. Suggesting it was a better system for black people than today's welfare. Quote, for the most part, it seems to me like they furnished them a house to live in. They furnished them clothes to put on their back. They furnished them food to put on their table. All they had to do was fucking work. And now we give them...
all they had to do was fucking work, guys.
And now we give them all those things and they don't have to fucking work.
You give it.
We give them all Jesus. Those things.
The thing is, we have these body cams now, so like we will hear conversations like this, but yeah. This is not a unique thing. These guys, this is all they talk about together. So
Officer Fuckface has been fired, or he resigned. Patrolman John Brooks had to be fired.
Yeah.
They asked him to resign. He apparently refused. Said, fuck you.
Right. I'm just saying my shit.
I didn't say nothing wrong. First Amendment.
Right. Right.
R.I.P. Screech.
Fuck, man.
From Saved by the Bell.
That's right, Pat. Dustin Diamond.
Had, it was lung cancer, but it started, they don't know where it started. It started somewhere else. Well, they probably figured out eventually where it started.
Right.
But metastasized into his lungs, but it wasn't long at all. I mean, he was just like less than a month ago, he went to hospital.
Hello.
Saying he didn't feel well.
Right.
And they said, ooh, stage four.
Dustin Diamond was in Saved by the Bell. Right.
Some softcore porn thing.
Oh my God. He lived a really full fucking life. You know?
So RIP.
You're 44 is way too fucking young. He didn't even get an Oscar.
The Cooch.
Oh, the Cooch?
Ken Cuccinelli.
Okay.
The former, remember, he was...
Rachel Maddow called him that.
He was... She called him the cooch?
Yeah, I swear to God she said that. The cooch.
A top Trump Homeland Security official is the target of a whistleblower complaint, accusing Ooh. Him of sabotaging President Biden's immigration policies by agreeing to hand policy controls to the pro-Trump union representing Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Oh, okay.
The complaint accuses Kenneth T. Cuccinelli II.
The Cooch Redux.
Cooch Do.
Oh, that's perfect.
Of gross mismanagement, gross waste of government funds, and abuse of authority over the labor agreements he signed with the immigration agents union the day before the inauguration.
Oh, you motherfucker. Cooch Do is shit.
The Cooch, an immigration hardliner whose legal legitimacy to serve in senior positions at the Department of Homeland Security was contested, essentially sought to tie Biden's hands.
Ooh, and not in a fun way.
According to the whistleblower, the lawyer of the whistleblower, the abuse of authority is shocking.
Yeah.
The whistleblower is a current federal employee who wished to remain anonymous. So they're blowing the whistle on the cooch, who apparently is still there.
So, yeah. Why is it Cooch Bart Do Part Zero?
I don't know. Maybe it was not a political appointment.
Maybe they... Well, it seems like he needs to get fired or something.
It appears they're... Well, now they're investigating him.
Somebody tell Biden about Cooch Part Do. Part don't.
We've got
the cooch.
You're right, the cooch. Shocking whistleblower. Yeah. And now it'll actually go somewhere.
Oh yeah.
Whistleblower complaints will actually like work. And the whistleblowers won't be persecuted.
Yeah, what is it? You know, I didn't really understand. I mean, I still have kind of a the inspector generals of all these departments.
Yes.
They're in charge. Like, if you're in the immigration department and you see something bad, you run over to the...
Well, there's probably a DHS inspector general.
But you go to the inspector general, right?
Yes, if you're blowing the whistle and you don't feel like you can go through the normal chain of command, then that's... Yeah.
I didn't know about that before Trump, by the way. I mean,
that's kind of what Vindman did. He went...
Yeah,
he went to his superiors and they were like, whatever. And so then he
did all the right shit.
Right.
How come
he was still forced out? I hope
no cabinet spot for him.
I hope Biden finds something for him.
Yeah,
it's really good.
He seemed really fucking smart.
I think his brother retired too, right? His twin brother, because he was getting fallback. He was getting blowback shit.
Yes.
Also.
Yes. Yeah.
Ridiculous. And both of them apparently by all account served more than honorably.
Isn't that illegal though?
Entire careers.
To
well, they shipped him off to some, they were like, oh, it's a much easier assignment, you know, and we're gonna have him go here and everything. He was like, fuck it, I'm gonna retire.
Yeah.
And they were threatening he thought they were gonna hold up his promotion.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For no reason. I mean, there was logistically no reason. He was at the point where he had done everything. He was supposed to get bumped up. And there were rumors that Trump was going to keep that from happening. So he was like, fuck it, I'm leaving.
I mean, the trial in the House where those people like Vindman and who was the ambassador
Yanukovych?
Yeah. I mean, those people sounded so...
Yovanovitch.
She sounded...
Yanukovych was the president, former president.
Oh, that's right.
Yovanovitch was the...
Right.
The diplomat.
I feel like I'm in college reading Chekhov. I think. Trying to figure out what's going on. But it's like those people seem very good at what they did. And, you know, adept and smart.
Right.
It wasn't a good mix with Trump, I guess. For some reason.
Right.
It's so sad that those people and that they're not in their jobs anymore, right?
Well, but there's still a bunch of them you know, Trump did poison the wells as much as they could. Because, you know, those people then hired people for career positions and stuff. So there's, you know,
we can barely to sniff out
some Trumpists.
The Ukraine call. You know what I mean? It's wacky.
We also, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Right. Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on Spotify, Stitcher, and the podcasting app.
Scoozy.
Wee wee.
Also, speaking of the Inspector General, this is a Bloomberg story.
Okay.
That, shame on them for making me look at a picture of Mnuchin. A federal watchdog is looking into former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Yes.
The decision to roll back the U.S. Federal Reserve's emergency lending program at the end of 2020. Remember? He was like, well, we're not going to lend out these monies anymore.
Right, right. For like coronavirus and stuff.
And they were going to let something expire and then just leave it as a big steaming pile of dog shit on Biden's front porch.
Yeah, because there's no reason to let any of the COVID. Yes.
Well, now they're being looked into. The Special Inspector General for Pandemic Recovery. There is a Special Inspector General for Pandemic Recovery who's been assigned. Is also inquiring into the Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz's role in persuading the central bank to expand the eligibility rules for the Main Street Lending Program to make it easier for oil and gas companies to apply for low interest rate loans, because those oil and gas companies need help during the pandemic.
Man, I agree with Brendan
Just
Dilley.
Like all those. All those small businesses and restaurants and everything.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Know, Exxon and Standard. Those poor guys need help, too.
I mean, you know, how could Trump not want to roll out that act where you make companies make certain things?
Because his golfing buddies said, don't do that.
But you know what you tell your golfing buddies? Look at, we're out golfing. You have so much money, you're choking on it. You're going to be dead soon, and I'm going to make your company make ventilators, because go fuck yourself. What's wrong with that?
People could do without pillows for a while.
Yeah.
You guys can crank out some masks over at MyPillow.
Hey, Chick-fil-A and Mike fucking Lindell. Number one, I would rather eat shit than any of your fucking waffle fries. Go fuck yourself. And I would rather sleep on a pile of fucking rocks than let my head hit that Nazi pillow of his.
The investigations led by Brian Miller, the Special Inspector General in charge of overseeing the Treasury Department and Federal Reserve's response to the pandemic, could shed more light on Mnuchin's decision and legal basis for winding down the programs, which Democrats say was politically motivated.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Poking a hole in the boat before you hand it over to Biden.
Yeah. I mean, that's illegal, right? I mean, if you're knowingly sabotaging the government and you know that people are going to die because of it. Don't these Republicans ever think that there's rules and shit or anything? Do they give a fuck about
not
anything?
Not for them. The rules apply to people they think they should apply to when they need to apply them, but
if
to themselves.
Fix the Republican Party. You have to make them give a fuck about people that aren't white, that worship Jesus, that have dicks.
So what Mnuchin wanted to do was pull all that money out of that the CARES Act account that hadn't gone out yet and slip it into the general fund, which Congress then would not be able to touch.
Yeah,
without like 60 votes in the Senate.
Yeah, so that you couldn't just give the money away.
Right,
and you said. Before you said Mnuchin, you said Mnuchin. And I think that's...
Yeah, more appropriate.
That's accurate. He's a Mnuchin.
The Treasury unveiled plans to park funding, along with other leftover lending authorization, some $455 billion into the department's general fund, over which Congress has authority, rather than the Exchange Stabilization Fund, over which the secretary had greater discretion. So he liked having the money that he could be in charge of. He wanted all of it. And remember, Well, we're going to be totally transparent. But you don't need to know anybody that gets it.
How the fuck can he say that with a straight fucking face and then we believe him? That is insane.
He had some of the great congressional hearings. They just pummeled the shit out of him and he just sat there all smug and nasty. Yeah.
He's disgusting.
But so then he was going to transfer it back
right
before he left.
Okay.
If he didn't, I don't know. He
to
may
the
have.
Fund that had
to the general fund, which Congress would have authority over then. And then he would have to go through. They were betting that they would keep the Senate.
Oh, shit.
So he was thinking, well, then Moscow Mitch will never let this money go. This $450 billion.
He wasn't thinking about people suffering or businesses that had no money. Moochin? Moochin wasn't thinking that. Okay, Moochin. Damn, Moochin.
Well, yes, rich people suffering through the annoyance of having to lose money a little bit.
You know, I've seen this meme floating about in meme space, and it says, we are all in this together, meaning we're all in the same storm, but some of us are on yachts and some of us are on dinghies, you know?
Yeah.
And some people are just dead, floating face down in the fucking drink.
Like Reagan said, the rising tide or the rising water floats all boats. A lot of people don't have boats.
Right. Do you want people without boats to climb up into your boat, stab you to death, and throw you overboard and take your fucking boat?
Is this your boat? Whose boat is this boat?
That's as nice as he got. That's the best.
Nice.
The most feels he ever demonstrated that wasn't racist or angry.
Well, I guess he was happy for the person who found someone else's boat in their backyard.
He just didn't seem like he wanted to throw them in jail or beat them. He didn't seem
well, they
nice.
Were white.
Oh, they're right. That's right. That makes a difference. You know, whenever Trump, you can just hear it. You can just, this isn't a newsflash, but you can really just hear the racism in his voice. When he's talking about
Trump?
Someone that's not white, you know?
Look at my African American over there. Smile so they can see you. It's dark over there.
Aretha Franklin died. He was like, she worked for me.
Oh, yeah. I love Aretha. She worked for me once.
Nobody cares.
She was okay.
Nobody cares if Aretha Franklin worked for you, and nobody wants to think about her that way on the day she died, her having to work for you. There's nothing nice about that.
More popo shenanigans.
Oh, yes.
This time, Rochester, New York.
Yes.
The popo pepper sprayed a 9-year-old girl.
I mean,
newly released body camera footage shows police officers in Rochester, New York, handcuffing and pepper spraying a screaming 9-year-old girl while responding to a family disturbance call. It's now sparking a fresh wave of outrage against the police.
Absolutely.
The video incident shows the police who responded to a family troubles call placed by the girl's mom quickly escalating the situation. The cops escalated the situation as the daughter refused to get in the back of a police cruiser. They then push her down into the snow in order to handcuff her.
Oh, my God.
Then when she still refuses, she's fighting to try to stay out of the police car. You can hear one of the cops say, just spray her.
Yeah, we can defund this. We don't need this. They are not doing anything for us.
At one point, the police are heard telling the girl, you're acting like a child. She responds, I am a child.
As a child, you threw a child down in the snow and then you maced her. Holy shit. How do you live with yourself after you do that?
Police spokesman is horrified. Just kidding. They're defending the cops. Rochester Deputy Police Chief Andre Anderson at a news conference said they were trying to get her in the car. The officer made a decision that he thought was the best to take. It resulted in no injury to her.
She got maced.
Had to go and push further and use more force, there's a good chance she could have been hurt worse.
God damn. She could have been hurt worse? You know how she could have been hurt less? If no one had called the police, man. If the police weren't involved in this, nobody gets maced. Nobody gets thrown in the snow. Not a child.
Activists, government officials are outraged, labeling the police response inappropriate, overly aggressive for a girl of her age. The mayor of Rochester, Lovely Warren.
Lovely?
Lovely.
My name is Lovely.
Lovely Warren.
Wow.
How are you doing, Lovely?
What the fuck? What
a great name. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren said this is not something that any of us would want to justify, can justify. This is something we have to change.
Change? These fucking people have to be thrown in jail. These cops have to not be fucking cops. Holy shit, man.
Weren't Rochester police the ones that knocked over the old man at the protest?
Oh, yeah.
He cracked his head open? Was that Rochester?
The thing about it is with shit like that, it's like you don't even... To feel rage about that, you don't have to think, God, what if that was, you know, my daughter? Or what if that was, you know, someone I was close to? It's terror. I mean, that's really terrorism. I'm sorry. When you take a child and you mace them and throw them in the snow and handcuff them, you're a fucking terrorist. You're a motherfucking cop bitch terrorist.
Well, and escalating.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole point of that these people need to be trained. You know, the right-wing nutjobs make fun of people when they're like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to send a social worker out? You know, well, yeah.
Because they're not going to shoot anyone. They're right. Not going to mace a child. Right. They will not shoot people.
If it's a family-type disturbance, then, you know, how about having some somebody with some mental health training?
Because right now, if you're involved in something and there's a person that's not white there and you call the police... You're actually making it possible the cops are going to shoot somebody.
Oh, sure.
You have to think about that.
You're inviting violence upon that person.
You're inviting a jackbooted thug to come in and start shooting and macing.
How many cases of mental health calls have ended in people getting killed? A lot.
Yeah.
Way too many. Yeah.
It's fuck the police. I mean, fuck them. Really.
They need help.
Yeah, go.
They need massive reform from root to branch.
Get the fuck out is what they need. Because the problem is we learned that if you want to go in and you defund the cops, you take their money, they're going to lose. The more senior people will stay and the younger cops will leave because of the way the union's set up, right?
Yeah, but we need the older ones to go, too.
Yeah.
They need to all go and then be rehired after evaluations. And we're looking at your files. I
want to
see how many of these complaints have been fully investigated by ourselves and we find ourselves completely innocent.
And I'm sorry, you got to look at these guys' social media. You know, if you take take a job in the private sector and you got a bunch of shit that your boss isn't into, they might fire you based on that, you know?
Yeah.
We can't fire cops because they say a bunch of racist shit on social media.
So there you go. Cops behaving badly.
Well, they just don't understand that they work for people. And that when they go somewhere, it's not time to start shooting and writing up bullshit citations. Say, what about helping someone? I'm going to help this little girl by shooting mace in her eyes.
Right. And you know, fuck. They go to church on Sunday.
What if that cop, hey, cop dickhead. What if someone did that to your daughter? You want to beat the fuck out of them, wouldn't you? You thug.
But she was kicking and stuff and, you know.
Jesus, that's a child. That guy.
Oh, that was Buffalo. Thank you, David. On Twitter, it was not Rochester. It was Buffalo. Oh, okay. The guy got knocked down.
Right. Thank you.
At David DNevin_NY right. On the Twitter.
He puts good shit on social media. He got good meme game. Good meme game.
What else is going on? We've got.
God.
4 or 5 minutes. It's horrible, right? I mean,
how do you go on with your life? It's like that happens to you.
Well, they've dehumanized. They've dehumanized the people they're supposed to be serving and protecting.
And now the people know what they're worth to these cops. Now you know what your life is worth to a cop. Not one fucking thing.
Right.
Which is crazy. Which fucks with the social contract. We cannot exist in a society like this. Like, if we know the cops don't give a fuck about us and they're supposed to serve and protect, then what are they fucking doing with those guns and the military shit?
Yeah.
They're just depressing.
Well, Biden put a stop to some of that with a EO last week, right? We talked about that one, that they're stopping the sale of, or the passing on of military
right,
equipment to these local police forces.
Yeah. The Democrats have to get behind this defund thing, and they have to listen to younger people on this and people of color and drag their moderate buddies over to the left, because this is a, I mean, we got cops
maybe
children.
Or they can, yeah.
I mean,
change the wording. Defund doesn't help. And it's,
but
I don't find it tactically wise to say, well, fuck it, we're going to force it down their throats anyway. If we can put it in different terms and get people to agree to it and not have a knee-jerk reaction to defund, I'm all for that messaging. I don't understand tactically, if we want this to actually happen, why saying fuck them, we're going to say defund. Well, okay, you're going to lose our landlady and Democrats like her.
Oh my
you're
God.
You're going to lose all those.
Yeah.
Sad reality, but that's the reality of it. To me, it feels like just change the messaging. That's
like a betrayal of that movement. If the protesters in New York and in Minneapolis went out there and faced those cops with the fucking tear gas, and they want to say defund, then we should all say yes.
But
defund those fuckers.
What's the end result?
I don't know.
That we all want.
We want them defunded. We want the cops gone.
We want reform. Yeah.
How do you reform those people? How do you reform that though? Like the guy macing the girl, how do you reform that guy? You don't. He should be in jail.
Well, right.
They should be cops.
But you don't hand the enemy a talking point.
Yeah.
That'll fire up the dummies. Which it did.
The dummies will be fired up. The dummies will be fired up. It's time to fight, you know. Metaphorically. I mean that metaphorically.
That's what Trump's going to say.
I know. But it's like that story is, it's just also
well,
horrible.
It's infuriating. And police, like I said, root and branch, they need to be reformed.
I mean, does anybody, I'm just curious.
And that may mean firing all of them.
Hell
and starting
yes.
over.
Firing.
And rehire.
There needs to be like this truth and reconciliation with the cops. You need to say some of these fuckers need to go to jail. It's, you know, and if there's systematic racism in our law enforcement, then those fucking law enforcement motherfuckers have to pay for that. Or how do we go forward? That cop has to go to jail. Who maced that girl? You know?
Yeah. What do we got? A couple minutes left. Oh, my favorite American headline of the day.
Yes.
Comes from WFLA, Tampa, Hillsborough County. Here's the headline. Stray bullet hits Walmart employee after strip club shootout spills onto Dale Mabry Highway. You got bullets, you got Walmart, and you got a strip club.
Oh, it's the end of the show. Can you read it one more time? What happened?
Stray bullet. Okay. Hits Walmart employee after strip club shootout spills onto Dale Mabry Highway. Tampa police are searching for multiple suspects after a strip club shootout spilled out onto Dale Mabry Highway and injured an employee at an area Walmart.
Some dude named Dale Mabry made it into the news because there's a road named after him.
Police said the incident began at Scores Gentlemen's Club on Dale Mabry Highway around 3 a.m.
Yeah.
As the business was about to close, police said two groups of people started shooting at each other.
Well, geez,
no one was injured at the club.
Okay.
The suspects left the parking lot and their vehicles continued to exchange gunfire as they drove down Dale Mabry Highway.
Woo!
A stray round hit a Walmart employee who was sitting in front of the store.
Oh.
Police said the projectile did not penetrate his skin. He suffered a bruise.
Wow.
Lucky
that, you know, how do you even, I thought if a bullet hit you, it went inside your body.
Well, if it's far enough away, it's lost some velocity. It's just going to thump into you.
Well, be careful out there, everybody. Try to stay away from these bullets, right. You know, cause...
what a great headline. It's Florida, right? Sums up Florida.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we got
straight
fuck
bullet.
Tons of guns, fuck tons
straight
of strip
bullet
clubs.
Hits Walmart employee after strip club shootout.
We got a lot of Walmart, you right. know what I mean? We got a lot of all this shit.
Spills out onto Dale Mabry.
So Somebody go take out some tea goose.
There we go.
Right.
I think we could probably call this a show.
Yes, absolutely, Pat.
Let me load up our musica.
Wee-wee.
And start that shit.
Right.
And we'll be able to say goodbye for today. We'll do it again tomorrow, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com.
Wee-wee.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at radarcomedy.com, at radarcomedy on the Twitter, at radarcomedy on Instagram, Facebook, and the TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a good afternoon, evening, whatever, whenever the fuck you're listening to us. Have a good
whatever. He is a whatever. Cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.